Joe, what's happening?
Well, the mention in Tampa, David Price pitches, I think, tomorrow night in Durham in his first AAA game. I was checking their standings and all. He got sent to Durham. Durham is something like 12 games out in front in their division, so they're already getting ready to sell playoff tickets. So David's going to a team that's a winner, and the question is how long he'll be there. But he'll carry an 11-0 professional record into tomorrow night.
You think the catcher will come out and say, David, I want you to hit the bull?
Hit the bull. I don't care. That's right.
I think he's got two or three starts there, and then he is major league bound.
I would think that's probably right. I guess depending on what happens in those two or three starts, but you know, I would think, and we talked about it a little yesterday. I would think they would want him if he's going to go up to the parent club. I think they would want him up there sooner rather than later, so his first start's not right in the heat of a pennant race. But we'll see.
Joe, nice story by Mo Patton and the Tennessean on Des Kitchings, the new running backs coach, only 30, and I'm thinking Fisher has socks older than this guy.
Thank you very much. Yes, that's true. And a little bit a really good fit for them, you know, somebody that they knew from Furman. Obviously, they've got connections with. You know, they're very careful. Obviously, all staffs are, coaches are, about hiring and making additions. And this guy was a really good fit, very comfortable, knew a lot of the people already, but comes in with some fresh enthusiasm and some new ideas, and has just jumped right in. And the players really like him, and he's a great part of the coaching staff.
Vandy fans got teased a little bit in the scrimmage by UConn transfer. Yep. Terrence Jeffers made a nice 30-yard catch, but he can't play this year. He's got to wait. He's got to sit out a year.
That's right. He can practice, can't play, but it was good to see him. And, of course, the transfer from Clemson has got an opportunity to play this year, wide receiver. We'll see how that plays out. But, you know, there's been interesting. I walked out to practice yesterday, and I looked up, and I heard music. And I walked up on the field, and they had the speakers blaring music during the first 7 to 8 periods of work. And they did it in the morning practice. They did it again in the afternoon practice. And apparently the players really responded well to it. It's through the stretching periods and then some of the individual drill periods and some of your team position periods. So not when they got into anything like 11-on-11 or 7-on-7. But a mix of music, all different kinds, and the players really seem to respond well to it. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's something that continues to happen now on a pretty regular basis.
They're going to give them iPods during the games this year?
Well, you know, it's funny how many times now, you kid about that a little bit, but how many times I have seen players now during warm-up wearing iPods, especially in basketball.
I've noticed that, too.
I don't like it, but that's, you know, I guess some guys just kind of go into their own little zone out there and put those in. And I guess if you're going on the road to play in Gainesville and you want to throw in the headset, that's not a bad idea.
Guys, we're going to Eagles track 4, okay?
Bobby did have some requests of his own that he put in the mix, and it's all the music had to be, you know, approved, if you will. I didn't want, you know, somebody driving by on the street and hearing something that would offend them. So there was a mix of all different kinds of music.
Justin Timberlake's Mouseketeer stuff.
Bobby had a couple of his own put in there. There was some old, you know, some AC/DC. There was some old James Gang music, and then there was some current rap music, and it was really kind of fun. So, and the players just really seemed to respond to it.
All right. Well, in the words of the James Gang, we'll walk away here and talk to you tomorrow.
There you go. Okay.